Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some wheat and double cropping news, along with reminding everyone it's time to scout for bagworms and let everyone know of the start of the McPherson County Farmers Market coming this Saturday, June the 6th. But first, Kansas wheat harvest will be here when the ground dries up next week due to the spring drought conditions and warmer winter temperatures across much of the state this winter. As combines begin rolling through the fields in central Kansas, K-State Extension reminds community members that county roads and highways will be much busier with large farm equipment, grain trucks, and harvest crews moving from field to field. Motorists should use extra caution during harvest season when combines, tractors with grain carts, and semis travel at slower speeds and take up more room on narrow country roads. Drivers are encouraged to slow down, avoid distractions, and be patient when approaching farm machinery. Passing equipment should only be done when it is safe and legal. Community members can help support a safe and successful harvest by staying alert, sharing the road, and giving farmers and their equipment plenty of space. Safety on county roads is everyone's responsibility during the wheat harvest season. In more wheat news, a lot of farmers will be thinking about planting a double crop after this year's early wheat harvest. Double cropping after wheat can be a high-risk venture because of the shorter growing season and the hot and dry conditions of July and August that may cause problems with germination, emergence, seed set, and grain fill. The most common double crop grain options are soybeans, sorghum, and sunflowers. Other possibilities include summer annual forages and specialized crops such as millet, short season summer corn, and cover crops. Be aware of the herbicide carryover potential from the wheat crop to any new crop planted. But remember, a burn down of summer annual weeds that are present at planting is essential for a successful double cropping plan. For our homeowners, now is the time across central Kansas to be scouting for bagworms. Bagworms are a common pest in evergreens such as cedar and junipers, but they also can feed on shade trees and shrubs. The small caterpillars are beginning to hatch and will start feeding on plant foliage. Early detection is important because the young bagworms are much easier to control than large larvae later in the summer. Treating for bagworms in August is a waste of time and money, as the females are fully matured and are protected by their sealed bag that surrounds them. Bagworms create a small spindle-shaped bag made of silk and pieces of plant material. As they feed, they carry the bags with them for protection. Heavy infestations can quickly defoliate trees and shrubs, causing branch dieback and, in some cases, plant death. Homeowners should begin checking trees now for the small moving bags or signs of feeding damage. If spraying just once, wait till the bagworms have all hatched around June 10th. Spraying twice is preferred, once now and then another time in a couple of weeks. Spraying in a different pattern ensures better coverage of the foliage. Catching bagworms early can save valuable trees and shrubs from the serious damage later in the growing season. On our extension calendar, our next Teach and Taste will be Wednesday, June 10th, here at the Extension office. RSVPs are needed. This month, we'll be making a Korean beef skillet dish, where it's always free and hands-on. And the McPherson County Farmers Market is opening its doors this Saturday, June the 6th, for its first Saturday market of the 2026 season. Our market runs each Saturday through the end of September and will be open from 7:30 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. We have lots of new vendors this year signed up for the new market season. Contact the McPherson County Extension office if you have any questions, or check us out on our Facebook page, McPherson County Farmers Market. We hope you stop by this Saturday at this year's first Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.